This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Another Colorado county is suspending jury trials because of the spread of COVID-19. The chief judge in southwestern Colorado ordered the courthouse in Durango closed indefinitely. The rate of new infections in La Plata County is currently three times what's considered high transmission. Earlier this week, courthouses in several northwestern counties closed for the same reason. The EPA needs to do more on methane pollution from oil and gas. That's the message from Colorado's Democratic members of Congress. CPR's Benta Berkland reports they want to see the U.S. adopt rules similar to Colorado's.
Congress already acted this summer to tighten up methane rules that were relaxed by the Trump administration. Colorado's Democrats, like Representative Ed Perlmutter, want the EPA to go further.
We've got to, as a nation, do all that we can to reduce our pollution to try to slow this change that's happening, these extreme weather events.
However, energy industry groups say what the delegation is asking for is redundant to policies the EPA is already developing and that pushing regulators to go faster is unwise. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The University of Colorado system will not name a new president until next spring at the earliest. CPR's Joanne Allen has more.
The search is expected to begin officially in December. CU Regents will spend the next several months searching for four community members from around the state to serve on the search committee alongside university faculty, staff, students, and alumni. Mark Kennedy voluntarily resigned as president in June following widespread disapproval by faculty and students over his leadership. I'm Joanne Allen, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.